Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by Audi Village of Norwell.
About a half an hour, Danielle, with the news around 7:30, and the president's final pardon list is out, and Wiggy is delighted that one name appears on that list. So we'll get to that at 7:30. Boomer Esiason will join us at 8. We are moments away from the dumbest of the day, but this is Maria. Hi, Maria.
Hi, everyone. How's everyone doing today?
How are you, Maria?
Oh, just lovely, just lovely. My Boston Bruins aren't able to score a 5-on-5 goal. The greatest football player of all time is, on potentially on his way to another Super Bowl. Everything is just wonderful in Beantown sports-wise.
Well, we don't have any snow yet. That's a good thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can only hope that the weather gets better so I can go out on the golf course and just pound away at the ball. But, Ken, I want to circle back to something you said before the break, which is, Tom Brady doing well is bad for the Patriots, to which I say good, because maybe that is the cold, hard slap in the face that the Kraft family and Bill Belichick and his ego need when you allow arguably the greatest football player of all time to go and take his talents elsewhere. It's just mind-boggling to me that when you tout year after year that you are doing what is in the best interest of the team and you let something like this happen over creative differences, then you, sir, are not who I thought you were, that you're not doing things in the best interest of the team. And for Ken, I have a question for you, Ken,
yes,
hockey related.
Yes, sir.
How long do we wait before we call for Don Sweeney's head?
We are 3 games into this season. Granted, these are not the best teams that they have played. Jets,
Greg,
Islanders.
This has been an ongoing issue.
I know.
During
Preach.
Mr. Sweeney's tenure.
Right.
Okay. Putting a team together with Jags, just another guy, and not addressing your critical needs. I'm not talking about just 3 games in. Same old tired refrain.
I will say this. I think they missed Torrey Krug a little bit. I don't know. I don't think you could have found a way to get that deal done based on what he wanted, Ken. But
how does he help with 5-on-5 goal scoring? And like you, I've been calling not only for Sweeney, but it all starts with Cam Neely, the beloved Cam. The Danny Ainge of the Bruins.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm saying. What did Maria say? It's about building this franchise to where you can get this franchise to winning a Stanley Cup. I've been calling for it. But nobody's listening.
What are you calling for?
You're asking
change.
For Seabass to be fired?
You want change at the top of the organization?
Right, because change at the top affects change in the middle and at the bottom. That's what it's all about. I've been saying it, but nobody listens. Everybody says, "Oh, we love Chara. No, it's time for you
let Chara go. You should be happy.
No, but it's time for you to maybe think, what is your biggest issue? 5-on-5 scoring. maybe you might have to look for somebody that can help you with that, especially on the second line. Maybe
you understand that they have one of the better goal scorers in the game who happens to be injured right
now.
Yeah,
I understand Pasta, but you need more than one.
Plus, Kosh has been out, which is not a great acquisition. Yeah. I'll grant that. And I'll grant Maria that one. And Nick Ritchie.
I'm not allowing this show to be sidetracked by Bruins talk. It's a four-hour Brady celebration.
It's only three games, but I like Maria's point, and I'm on board. I'm on her train with that one.
All right. Can we get to the dumbest of the day, please?
It's time for
Rocky, the horror picture show.
The dumbest of the day.
I'm the best at what I do when I'm on my when I'm on my game.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right. Well,
the irony in that
we did our best to pay attention to everything that happened over the long weekend, and we have determined, Curtis, that this may have been the dumbest of the day.
It brings us to O'Hare Airport, which, in my opinion, is the best dining airport to travel through.
Really?
Take that down, Maria, in Watertown, and hang on to that. Okay. But
how does the sauce hold at the Davio's in the O'Hare Airport?
I have never seen someone send back an Alfredo sauce inside O'Hare Airport.
Okay, good.
So we have a 36-year-old who probably knows all about the dining options inside O'Hare because he lived there for 3 months.
This story is bananas.
Well, the guy he's like Laird. He was afraid of going back to Los Angeles because of the vid, of the COVID.
Right.
Well, have you seen the numbers in L.A.?
Yeah, L.A. County has the most cases, I think, ever, correct?
In the
history of this pandemic.
Well, I have to give him credit. He stole someone else's employment ID.
Mm-hmm. It was misplaced.
Okay.
Well, he took it, and he shouldn't have.
And he lived there at the airport for 3 months.
Yes. That's impressive. If I say anything today, Ken's just going to randomly disagree.
Yes.
Yay, Brady.
Hey, Roethlisberger looks good. Anyway.
A lot of Steelers fans.
So we hear from a security expert by the name of Michael Masters, who discusses just how big of a violation this was.
That is an egregious violation after over $100 billion has been spent on aviation security in this country in the last 20 years.
Unbelievable.
Well, I mean, if the guy has a badge, it's not like it's a massive security breach that could have been prevented.
But, I mean, honestly, if you think about it, you could probably sleep on the couches. Nobody is
somebody's
checking
gonna
to see
notice
if you...
you.
But they're not really. I mean, how are they going to notice
because there are other people you work with. It's like,
well,
hey,
I guess, eventually.
Like, who are you? You know, I see
you
every
night. Yeah, the same guy is here every day.
Right, like, what's going on with this guy? Who's the new guy we hired?
Well, he probably just went from gate to gate to gate. Once he was in through security, he could just go sleep at a different gate every night.
Yeah, meanwhile, a two-year-old had to empty a Capri Sun to get through security.
But he's not sleeping at the... There's no way he's sleeping at the gates. Like, he's definitely got to...
Undetected.
Yeah, he's got to be, sleeping in the back somewhere, wherever the... You know, I don't know where he's going, but the fact that you're able to pull that off is impressive. Yeah.
Sleeping in the back.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
like, you know, the back of those doors you can't get in.
I assume that he's been charged with some kind of a crime, and he's now going to be sent to Los Angeles where he was afraid to go. Is that correct, Curtis?
He faces a felony criminal trespass to the restricted area of an airport, and he faces a felony for theft.
Well, it's probably the right thing. This is David. Hello, David.
Good morning, guys. Danielle, the whole team.
How are you, David?
So, guys, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Brady's on his way to an NFC championship. Couldn't be doing any better. Mm-hmm. So this is where, you know, I'm really, really taken back by this whole thing. And Maria said it great, the comments you just made. So every time you hear Belichick or the Kraft or anybody saying, just like a business, oh, what's best for the company? What's best for the team? Mm-hmm. It's not best for the team because the person who could have stepped in and done something for Brady not to go would have been the Krafts, either Jonathan or Robert, and they did not. But it's funny how Mr. Kraft decided to step in when Antonio Brown was the weapon given to Brady that he needed to have a great season again, or to have a real good season anyway, right? It's funny how he could step in and make sure he was let go because he was afraid of his own reputation and what was going to do to his reputation by keeping Antonio Brown here. And now Antonio Brown is a weapon on that team. So was that best for the team? No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
Letting Brady go.
That's a great point. That's a great point that all of a sudden, because you always have this argument about, oh, it's not Kraft. Kraft's not going to step in. He's not going to say that this is something that Bill's doing. But, you know.
He stepped in the case of AB.
And the reports will tell you that he stepped in on the Jimmy Garoppolo stuff. Mm-hmm. So why wouldn't you, And this is why I think he's, you know, he's flying under the radar on this one. And I thought this is what baffles me, because I thought more of the kind of the crap storm would fall at his doorstep, because you're the owner of this team. You make it work, right? You figure this out and go, okay, I'm going to make this work and I'm going to figure this out and put these guys together and continue this success, because Brady's going to play till he's 47.
Okay, but Tom Brady here for these 2 years with no weapons – would have looked like Tom Brady last season.
But that's not Brady's fault.
I understand
why didn't
that.
Bill surround him?
But
he clearly can still win at this level.
But Bill,
why wouldn't Bill surround
Bill
him?
Bill did surround him. We got to stop with the no weapons. Bill went out and got Antonio Brown. He drafted a kid in the first round. Now, granted, he missed on that player, but he then traded for Muhammad.
So we're giving him credit for drafting a bad receiver?
No. I'm not giving him credit for that. I'm saying that Bill wasn't just like, I'm not going to try to get you pieces. So Bill, if he signs Brady, I think he then ultimately goes out and gets him pieces, because we saw him get him pieces last year.
All I am saying is I am so sick and tired of hearing about the Patriot way. The Patriot way was Tom Brady in the sixth round. If you don't have Tom Brady, there is no Patriot way. Right now, the Bucks are on their way to an NFC title game after a 30 years of futility, and the Patriots are 7-9 with no quarterback. Tom Brady was Michael Jordan at the Bulls. He was this cannon that arrived with greatness and was unbelievable.
And you let him ride off into the
sunset. And you let him walk
sunset.
Away for nothing.
Yeah. Technically, it was 2007, Curtis, the last time in the playoffs, so it wasn't really 30
years. And they won a Super Bowl in 02.
So it wasn't really 30 years.
They haven't won a playoff game in 18 years.
No, I know that.
So now it's from 30 to 18.
Yeah, they were in the playoffs.
Look up their record over the last 30 years.
You just lied. It's more fake news. You said 30 years. It's been 18.
30 years of futility with a couple good years. That's what we're going to look at the Patriots. There's going to be the years up to 2000, and then there's going to be the years after 2020. Suck and suck.
This is John. Hello, John.
Hey, welcome back, guys.
Glad to be back. What's going on?
Hey, first, Greg, I got to call you out a little bit. I know it's easy not to like the snow, but there's a lot of people make their income off of the snow, just like we feel for our waiters and waitresses.
Yes, yes.
Same thing with the snow people. So
I understand.
Just be careful there.
The plow guys. I got you. I got you.
That was more than that, but that's okay. Hey, you know what? I'm glad Brady's gone, and I'm glad because I don't trust that Bill would have put people around him. We've seen so many years where he had no weapons. And to see him flounder for the end of his career would have just been brutal. As much as I don't like seeing him in a different uniform, I'm happy to see him succeed. Yeah. And so, in that regard, I'm glad he's gone.
I am too. I mean, you cannot deny when it comes to leadership, when it comes to getting guys who don't have playoff experience to be ready to win football games. I mean, there's nobody better.
Nobody. And the reason why it's so great watching Brady win is that he doesn't have the measurables that everybody looks for. He doesn't have the strongest arm. Mm-hmm. He's not fast. He has all the intangibles that make sports interesting. He's great at the things you can't measure.
That's why he's going to play till he's that's why I said in my lead, if Bill doesn't change the way he plays poker, we are going to be sitting here for the next 4 or 5 years.
Four or five?
Oh, yeah. Brady ain't going nowhere. We need to stop with this. Brady's going to, as long as, he stays healthy and doesn't suffer a major injury, Brady's going to be able to do this at 45, 46, 47.
Wow. All right. Lots to talk about this morning. Right now, though, here is Ken, and he's going to tell you what is trending.
Keyshawn Johnson joins Dale and Keith this morning at 11. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's Just For You. This week, Shaw's Just For You members can grab a sweet treat, pick up select varieties of Friendly's ice cream or ice cream novelties for just $1.97 each when you activate that digital coupon limit 2 per customer, valid through Thursday, January 21st. Well, is Josh McDaniels gone? Long interview with Philly Sunday. The Eagles did interview yesterday Todd Bowles, but it's coming down to McDaniels, Bowles, Joe Brady, Gerard Mayo, and Deuce Staley. Sounds like a very good chance
Josh is
gone.
So Josh is the front runner for that job.
Yeah.
My God. Will people ever learn?
Tough place to go, right? Quarterback conundrum and tough fans. And,
well, the owner, it seems like the owner stepped in when it came to the Wentz situation, and that's what Peterson didn't like. So is he putting himself in a situation where it's tough to – I mean, I guess he's going to have to – if you're going down there and the owner says Carson Wentz is a quarterback, make that work, then right. you got to go down there. You got to believe you can make that work, right?
Right. Why would you hire Josh McDaniels over Brian Daboll, who has won at many different places, has won with the Bills, who haven't won in forever, and is from the same system? That is mind-boggling to me.
Or Eric Bieniemy is still out there, but Packers and Bucks will be the highlight in the NFL World 3:05 Sunday. The line, Curtis was telling me, was coming down a bit. Bucks were, what, 4-point underdogs, Curtis?
Yeah, now it's 3.5.
3.5. So Brady the underdog again. Bruins shut out on Long Island, 1-0. Islanders J.G. Padjoe batting one out of midair and past Tuca with just over 4 minutes left. And to make matters worse, they might be without Matt Grizzlick for a while. Looked like maybe a left forearm or something.
Yeah, the forearm.
But here's Cassidy postgame. Not much info.
I have not talked to the trainers. I basically just came in here, looked at the goal, and came down the hall. So nothing yet. Sorry.
Bees are 1-1-1. Pair of games with Philly Thursday and Saturday. Celtics in Philly for two tomorrow and Friday. And the Mets have an issue on their hands. Former Red Sox director of professional scouting is now their GM, Jared Porter. He acknowledged sending explicit images to a female reporter when he worked for the Cubs in 2016, including, this is going to be a drop, a pic of an erect naked penis per ESPN. The woman was a foreign correspondent, but it was over 60 text messages.
Well, it was unsolicited. Yes. As Danielle mentioned earlier, you have to acknowledge that it was an unsolicited D-pic.
That's right. Important.
UDP.
I'm sure this is all Boomer is talking about on the radio in New York this morning, okay. So right. We'll have to ask Boomer about this coming up at 8 when he joins us.
Red Sox traded minor league shortstop C.J. Chatham to the Phillies for a player to be named later. That makes room for Martin Perez, who they re-signed. They didn't check in on John Lester, though, according to our Rob Bradford. Never engaged, and he signs with the Washington Nationals on a one-year deal. That's what's trending on the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Just like you've done before, and wrap my heart round your little finger. Here you come again.
Oh, Ken, Dolly Parton. I love it.
Yeah, big birthday today for Dolly.
How old is Dolly Parton?
75 today.
How old are Dolly Parton's boobs?
They're younger than that.
Yes.
I think she probably goes, she gets like a 3,000-mile update or whatever on those things every once in a while.
She got a warranty.
We would have, without Dolly Parton, there would be no vaccine, right?
Yeah.
No vaccine, virus. No Jolene.
Yeah. She dropped what, $1 million on it?
Yeah. Threw $1 million bucks behind the vaccine, and here we are. 1% of the population in Massachusetts has been vaccinated.
Ken has a bumper sticker that says, no vaccine, no Jolene.
1%. Well, it's the rollout. It's warp speed.
Starts getting better tomorrow. Noon tomorrow.
Roll out.
Watch tomorrow.
I thought they began. When are they beginning the vaccinations at Gillette? Did that get underway yesterday?
I think
it was yesterday.
Yeah.
What does warp speed mean for Joe Biden?
Whatever the top speed without the governor off is on the rascal.
So that'd be like 24.5 miles an hour.
Okay.
You're talking a mile a minute.
Rascalpedia.
This is Jimmy. Good morning, Jimmy.
Greg.
Yes?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You there? Listen, I can't take this madness anymore from that Brady nut swinger Curtis, all right?
Yes.
You do realize 2 years ago you negotiated a no, the hell you call it there when you don't want to get traded, no trade clause in this contract, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Means he wanted to leave. He was done. Wanted to leave. And you're blaming Bill because you've got this blind hatred, this agenda against Bill.
Well, he negotiated.
Like you in the Jimmy. Media. He fooled you.
Jimmy.
Brady,
it's great to hear you.
You
sound energized. I love it. Tom Brady just did not allow himself to be franchised. It wasn't about no trade. He said, you can't franchise me, which is probably what they would have ended up doing because it's 1 year at the top of the market, and he wanted more of guarantees. He wanted to have faith shown by the organization that they were going to keep him for a long time.
But don't you think you get a clear indication of what he really wanted based on the comment that Arians made to Peter King, which is that Tom Brady wanted to be the coach?
He didn't want to be the coach. He's not the coach.
He is the coach.
He's the coach.
Yeah, he is.
He wants the coach.
That's what he wanted, Curtis.
He's the GM down there, too.
Arians gone next year.
I mean, Ken, read that quote verbatim from Bruce Arians.
I allow him to be himself like New England didn't allow him to coach. I allow him to coach. I just sit back sometimes and watch.
New England didn't allow him to coach.
Mm-hmm.
How did New England not allow him to coach?
I don't know. Ask Bruce Arians. I have no idea. The fact is that Tom Brady is a resource that was not used to its max potential recently by the Patriots. If you're a coach, why wouldn't you want to have Tom Brady, who has seen every defense, every play, been through every single situation more than any player in the history of the league? Why wouldn't you tap into that resource?
Because there are coaches that may have decided, you're the quarterback. You're not the coach. We're the coaches.
Well, see,
we want to coach the position.
I got to tell you, they coached Cam Newton up like crazy. Wow, did he look good.
But every coach, like every player, has an ego. And the coach's ego is, okay, I'll take your input, but at the end of the day, I study this film a lot longer than you. I'm here a lot longer than you.
Yep.
And it's going to be my decision on what we do. Where I think down in Tampa, Brady comes off, and I think it's more about in-game. And it's about Brady coming off and going, hey, Leftwich, Brian, next play, here's what we're going to do. We're throwing the ball.
Arians, Bruce, listen.
It's Byron.
And they all go, yes, Tom. Right. Yes, whatever you say, Tom.
Brady, right. Tom, come
right.
over here.
And
whatever
so,
you say, Tommy.
So you don't think if Brady goes off the field and walks past Bruce and goes, hey, next series we're going no huddle, you don't think Bruce goes, okay, fine, Tom, that's what you want to do? Where if Brady is, when he was here, if he came off the sideline and go, Bill, we're going no huddle next series, you think Bill's going to go, okay, Tom, sure. No, he's going to go, well, here's what I think we need to do.
Well, whose plan worked better? How's it working in Tampa if he really is coaching?
It's working well this season with that team.
So why wouldn't it work next season?
Who said it wouldn't work next season?
This season with that team. I mean, why wouldn't it work?
Well, I haven't seen next season yet. Why are you so argumentative? What has anyone done to you today?
It's embarrassing that these are the stories we're talking about. What? Tom Brady, hello, hello.
It's not
He's
embarrassing.
He's in his 14th NFC Championship
Bruce
game.
Arians just fired a direct shot at Bill Belichick and the Patriots.
Yep.
It's interesting to try to figure out whether that comes from him
or Brady.
Or whether that comes from Tom Brady.
And by the way,
who do you think it comes from, Wiggy?
I think it comes from Brady. Because the reason why, how would Bruce know that New England doesn't like let him coach? Or like, why would you even say that? What is the gain from that if you're Bruce Arians?
I was listening to Afternoon Show yesterday, and Christian was talking about, and you talked a little bit about this earlier. Christian was talking about how many times Tom Brady would work with guys up here, mm-hmm. coach guys up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what exactly is he doing down there that he wasn't allowed to do here?
So well, then that's the thing. And he told Howard Stern that if you put young guys on the field that I don't like, I'm not throwing them the ball. So obviously that's
coaching.
He threw
to Tyler Johnson in biggest play of the game, 3rd and 11, completed. The guy that was taking 3 picks after your right-wing nut kicker that never made the field. And Wiggy, you said what does he have to gain by saying this? Who do you mean, Bruce Arians or
Bruce
Tom
Arians?
Well, he's the one who said it. He said it because why did he say that? Because he's an idiot who loves a microphone. Look today, he's going to be on with Rich Eisen. He's going to be on Dan Patrick. He's going to be on with, you know, Stephen A. Smith. He'll be everywhere. He loves talking into a microphone. That's his thing.
But it doesn't make him look good. I mean, Greg,
it
you're
does.
Right.
It says that he allows Brady to coach other players in practice.
It means he's insignificant. He's not the coach.
He basically said he sits back
and watches.
I'm a buffoon. Watches what Tom Brady is
Tom
doing.
Coaches. I'm a buffoon. And yet I'm going to put this out there. That's why I said this doesn't make Bruce Arians look good. What purpose does Bruce Arians have by making this?
He volunteered the information.
I think this comes from Bruce Arians seeing what Brady does and knowing, like you said, hey, Tom's the boss here. And then is asked the question and go, the difference between, you know, because everybody.
Wait, so he was asked a question by Peter King directly about this?
Well, there might have been some type of question that was asked that he went down in this road because everybody
knows. But why would he volunteer himself to go down a road which makes him look bad? I don't get it.
Because everybody knows that when you look at the National Football League, Bill Belichick is the king of the New England Patriots. He called, you know, everything goes through Bill, whether it's players, whether it's coach, everything, right? So we all know that. Whereas Bruce Arians, when you look at him and you look at other coaches and now you look at Tom Brady, he just sits back and goes, well, this is being funneled from Brady.
I know we learned this morning during my lead that cribs are inhumane.
Yes.
But can we put Curtis in a crib for the rest of the week?
Wiggy just said he volunteered something that made him look bad.
He did.
Why?
Because this wasn't something that Bruce Arians, I don't think he volunteered it. I think this was.
Oh, so like Peter King, like hypnotized
him? No. I think this was a conversation between him and Brady, and he just puts this out
this
there.
This is a conversation between Bruce Arians and Peter King. It was not at a podium.
No.
It was on the
but
phone.
Listen,
because Bruce Arians can't say no to any media member.
The point is it came from Brady, and it was a shot at the Patriots.
It is a shot. It's a shot at the organization.
Why wouldn't Brady have
shot.
Said it himself? What does he care about the Patriots?
Because he doesn't want to be. He doesn't want to come that across guy. That way. Exactly.
He loves being able to be himself and help coach guys.
But he doesn't. That's just going to have a bad lean no matter. If he says that, it's just going to sound petty.
So you think he likes the fact that Bruce Arians said this? If it was really something that he told him in confidence.
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because it's a shot at the Pats, and
he doesn't need to take a shot at the Pats. Look where he is. He's in the NFC title game.
Exactly. So why'd he do it?
It's no different.
You're creating something that didn't happen.
Welcome to sports radio.
This 781 texter is correct. It's like the new girlfriend on social media taking a shot at the old girlfriend.
Right. And that mm-hmm. and that's exactly what it is. But Curtis, in his mind, believes that this was all made up. This is all made up because Bruce Arians is a boof. Like, this is all made up.
It was one comment to Peter King.
I don't know if it's boofed or boofed.
It literally was a throwaway comment to Peter King after the game. It wasn't said to the media, everybody talking to him after the game. It was on the phone after the game. He's talking with Peter King, and he says this. It wasn't some premeditated shot. If he wanted to take a premeditated shot, he would have done it after the game when everybody's listening.
Here's why it's just not a throwaway comment. Because he made sure, Bruce Arians, with this comment, he specifically said in New England or versus New England or however he said that, right? He made sure.
You don't even have the quote?
No. I can't remember the quote off the top of my head. But he made sure to put New England in there.
Yes.
If he wanted to just, you know, kind of say, you know, Brady, we allow him the ability to do some coaching and he's like a coach on the field, that's fine. Why does he have to then drop the New England in there?
Because Tom has told him.
Right.
That he was not allowed to do certain things.
Mm-hmm.
My guess is that he told Bruce that you guys allow me to be myself and I love it here.
Yeah.
And then Bruce extrapolated that and told that to Peter King. That's what I believe happened.
That's not what Fourier is reporting.
Fourier hasn't spoken to either Brady or Arians. He's
How
speculating
do you know?
Just like the rest of us. Because he'd say, I talked to Bruce.
Well, he might not necessarily.
He might have some sources.
Okay, yep. So you think that he talked to Tom Brady or Bruce Arians?
I think Fourier is very plugged in.
Answer the question.
Back in the crib, Curtis.
I have been right about everything this year. Everything. You guys are morons if you don't listen to me. 10,000 hours of football for Wiggy. I'm an expert. Not really.
Here's your pal, Derek, the Steelers fan. Hello, Derek.
Good morning, Hill Dog.
Derek, when your kids were little, did you put them in the inhumane crib?
Sir, no, I did not. And I only had one, and he was a stud from the word go, so we didn't have to worry about playpens.
Okay. What's going on?
Northeast Men's Clinic, I'll tell you what, those people get it done right. I don't know if Wiggy's had a day off since the pandemic started.
No, he hasn't.
He had COVID. But he worked right through COVID.
Worked.
Yeah, he did.
Worked right through it, Hill Dog.
Yeah.
I'm like Curtis. I go to bed at night and I got Wiggy in my head. I'm hearing the guy constantly. Holy smokes. Now, I'll tell you, the beautiful thing is the cannibalization of the diehards. I every day, it's just a gift after gift after gift of you people in the media, fans just turning on each other. And if we, Hill Dog, if we could put it in the terms of these new, Patriot fans, the little social media thing where it's like how it started and where we are now, like the Patriot way, the first Super Bowl against the Rams, they ran out together, the whole team, and that you guys were better than everybody because you did that. And now look at you. You got the three of them in three different locations. One of them still partying like a rock star, and the other two who fell in love with the bright lights and the red carpets and the little bedazzled shoes. Guess what? They were wrong, Hill Dog.
Mm-hmm.
They needed their kid. The kid was what made the campground what it is today, little Patriot place in the museum, and we're better than everybody. That's directly because of pretty.
I mean, can you say with full confidence that Tom Brady went down there and turned an organization around? I think maybe you can.
I mean, look at they added Gronk, who Gronk's been a role player down there at best.
Mm-hmm.
AB came in 8 games late, okay? Even I have to admit, the kid went down to the losingest pieces of crap besides the Cleveland Browns in the history of that league, and boom, instantaneous, they're a contender.
They're in the NFC Championship game. I know it. It is hard to deny.
Mm-hmm.
I know some people like Ken and others want to find a way to do it, but it's the guy's a winner.
Nobody's denying that. I'm not denying that. He gets full props for the win. It's the off-field classless shot through Bruce Arians at Belichick that we're talking about today.
He didn't have to do that. He's getting back at Bill that way.
He's getting back at Bill on the field.
He's doing that as well, but nobody's not going to deny that he completely turned this franchise around. Bruce Arians is basically owes his life to what Brady's been able to do down there. Byron Leftwich is going to be a head coach one day because of what Tom Brady is doing. But you got to understand, you don't think that Tom Brady, and knowing his personality, where he throws these subliminal shots from afar, and all because Bill did what he did.
I mean, Gronk kind of threw a shot too. Didn't Gronk say they're allowed to be free?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he doubled down on that in an interview, I think, with Willie McGinnis on NFL Network over the weekend, where he said he's going to come back and he said that Tom is joking around more in the locker room than he ever did with the Patriots.
But Gronk's got a right to. They tried to trade him. I mean, they definitely treated him in a miserable fashion. Brady chose to leave when they offered him a deal in good faith. That's the difference.
It's like when Belichick goes, so it's not fun around here. I think winning a lot,
winning is fun.
Yeah, winning is fun after the Philadelphia Eagles lineman says it. So now what Brady's doing is showing, all right, and he's always asked, I can't remember when it was he was asked if you're watching any of the Patriots and seeing what they're doing. And he's kind of like, yeah, no, I don't. I still have some friends there, but I don't really watch. I wish them nothing but the best, right? But the look he gives is like, I wish him nothing but the best, but I'm petty right now. Well, look what we're doing now.
Bill Belichick leaked to multiple reporters over the years that he could win with, quote, any top 15 quarterback in the NFL. I didn't hear Ken crying that was a shot at Brady.
And that was a shot at Brady. I told you, these two are like, you know, they're petty kings, man. Hey, it is what it is. I love the fact that they are, but this is what this is what they've become, petty kings.
This is Jamie. Hello, Jamie.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Jamie?
Good. Not much. Just wanted to extend my belief about Arians and Tom allowing him to be himself.
Yes.
I do a little bit of YouTube, follow the channels, what happens. They have the Tommy and Gronke show with the Buccaneers practice field in the back backdrop, and they get to be themselves. So I don't think that ever would have gone on in New England. Belichick never would have allowed it. So for them to do that to the national, or to the world, frankly, Belichick never ever would allow that.
So
I think Tom.
It's about for them being able to do a YouTube show and tell dad jokes or what. I don't know about that.
Don't you think that maybe though is symbolic of other things? Like, yeah, maybe the YouTube show is not the thing, but it might be more reflective of the atmosphere and how those guys are able to act in general.
Listen, it's like having a hardo boss. Like everybody has had a hardo as a boss. And when everything's going fine, you're okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's not going fine, you want to have fun. You want right?
But that's a good analogy because it is like having a hot old boss and Bill is as hot as they come, right? And then it's you and then it's you go somewhere else and the new boss that you have kind of lets you do whatever, right? Mm-hmm. He lets you run free and just have fun and
sure, show up
hey,
when
Tom,
you want.
How are you?
What if we're bossless?
And guess what? And now you're having success under that new boss, and your hot old boss isn't having that same type of success. You're going to be instantly, it's human nature to be petty and sure. throw these subliminal
right.
shots.
But, yeah. Wiggy, the issue here is that, in my experience, when you're having great success and happiness at your new job,
mm-hmm.
you spend very little time concerning yourself with the people or others that replaced you.
No, that's not
when
true.
When you're miserable and you hate your life and you mm-hmm. leave a place, yeah. mm-hmm. you like to criticize where you used yeah. to work.
Yes.
Correct.
All right. Coming up, we're going to get to the news. The final list of presidential pardons is out.
Yes.
And Wiggy is very excited that one name appears on that list. So we'll get to that and the rest of the news with Danielle coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
back to the Greg Hill Show on EEI. It's time for the news.
You're making things up now. There's no tax increase right now. You just made something up.
With your host.
Here is Hilaria Baldwin.
It's Hilaria, actually.
Hilaria.
Danielle Murr.
Wowgirls.com.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
The Big D.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Danielle, I love you.
Two Northeast Men's Health offices you can visit, one in Salem, New Hampshire, and the other in Dedham next to Legacy Place. Learn more when you go to northeastmenshealth.com.
Are you excited that Lil Wayne might be getting a pardon from the president?
Well, the list is out, apparently, of the pardons that the president will issue today on his last day at work. And Wiggy is very excited that Lil Wayne is going to get a pardon. What is he being pardoned for?
So, Lil Wayne had...
issues, right?
Yeah, he pleaded guilty last month to possessing a loaded gold-plated handgun when his chartered jet landed in Miami in December of 2019.
Okay.
Did you run into him there at all in December of 2019?
I did not.
Okay.
I did not.
And he was facing up to 10 years in prison. He's got a hearing coming up on January 28th.
All right.
There are a few other rumored names. It's supposed to be like up to, they're thinking up to 100 people will possibly be pardoned by the president today. Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks, rumored not to be on the list, which many people thought he would initially. Some news this morning that Joe Exotic's team is very confident that he's going to be pardoned today.
Free Joe Exotic.
Free Joe.
We need that Lil Wayne. Make sure he's out because we got to, you know, I think it's like Carter 70 albums got to drop song.
Do you lose your street cred if you get a pardon for your gun crime, or do you still have the street cred?
I feel like it might give you more.
Yeah,
like the president pardoned me and I got away with it.
Right, you don't lose it because everybody knows you got the pardon.
Right.
Now, if you happen to be walking the streets and nobody knows how you're out of jail, and you did a crime and you committed something, a crime where people know you should be in jail and you're snitching, then you lose your street character.
Who else is on there, Danielle?
I'm trying to find the complete list. I've only been able to find bits and pieces thus far this morning of who's been on the list.
I don't believe the list is out yet. These are all rumored.
Yeah, they're all rumored. I haven't been able to find a concrete. I don't think you'll actually know the full list until they release
until they
the names.
Issue them?
What if Kelly or Bill Cosby are trying to get on that list?
Can you imagine?
It's like VIP at the club.
I don't think anybody is pardoning Bill Cosby or R. Kelly.
Wouldn't you love to see Trump today and tomorrow, like the next 24 hours? Where is he? What is he doing? Is he just storming around the building? That would be a great reality show.
Fists clenched down at his sides.
Right. Yelling at Melania.
Yep. Now, a lot of controversy over the weekend. Charles Barkley taking a ton of heat after saying that athletes should get priority for the COVID vaccine. Well, and that's something we've discussed at length on the show lately.
We haven't discussed it. Wiggy said it on the show.
Yeah, I did say that. What's wrong? You know, right there with your frontline workers and everybody else, because we know how much we love sports.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look about what the country was going through when we had no sports.
It was a hot mess.
It was riots everywhere.
Some people were speculating that he may have even been drunk when he said this. Nothing really to indicate that was the case. I mean, Charles Barkley, not really a stranger to making controversial comments over the years. But here's the sound from him saying that.
I think they should let the NBA players and coaches all get the vaccine. That's just my personal opinion.
I don't know. That's a tough call.
We're talking
at the front of the line.
We need 300 million shots. I've given 1,000 to some NBA players.
What about NFL?
NFL. I'm just getting ready to say NFL players, hockey players. Listen, as much taxes as these players pay, let me repeat that. As much taxes as these players pay, they deserve some preferential treatment.
For life and death?
We can't go there.
That's terrible.
Sir Charles, man.
Terrible.
You could hear Ernie at the beginning of that being like, oh, God.
I was just thinking that, you know, it brings the world together, sports. I want to think about the tax situation.
Yes, it does, but there are people that we need to protect first.
Frontline workers.
Yes.
Oh, and politicians. I forgot about AOC.
Right. Karen Spilka said 7 vaccines.
Yeah, listen. All right. Marty got to make sure he gets his vaccine before he goes to D.C., you know.
Get a vaccine in every pocket, too.
You think he knows what a cabinet is?
Isn't that a coffee-based drink out of Rhode Island?
No, it's actually a piece of furniture that you put in your house.
In the city of Boston.
Put the glasses in there.
Thank you, Wiggy, with the most obvious response to that question. Speaking of the vaccine, by the way, I don't know that it's going to work on this new COVID variant that is rapidly spreading around the globe. However, this British COVID-19 variant now reported to be here in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. Health officials say that the woman is in her 20s. She had traveled to the UK, got sick the day after she got packed in Massachusetts. Yay! Boston 25 spoke with Dr. Shira Doran, who is the epidemiologist at Tufts Medical Center.
A more contagious variant actually increases the percentage of the population that would need to be immune. This is just simply not the time to succumb to that pandemic fatigue. This may be a calm before the storm. We may see things get worse before they get better.
mm-hmm. Well, so what if you're like Wiggy and I and you have the immunity? Okay. Are you immune on the new variant? Or I mean,
I don't think so. No, it's a variant.
It's like the super gonorrhea. Okay.
So unless you've had that one.
Yeah.
Greg loves the super gonorrhea. There's a crazier than Danielle story in the news this morning. A woman has been arrested for mailing nudes of her acquaintances to other people. She's from Louisiana. She's been charged with almost 200 criminal counts. They say she traveled to Texas. She went all the way to Texas to get the postal, you know, the postmark. She mailed nude photos depicting two men to more than two dozen people. Her name is Sarah Ferris. She's 32 years old. She was initially arrested in December, but now we're seeing more victims come to the police. Evidently, the photos show the victims engaged in lewd acts and mm-hmm. whatnot.
Right.
Not really sure.
So these are
like,
exes or something that she was angry at.
Right.
Is that what was
right.
going
it seems,
on here?
Sounds like a revenge porn thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if I haven't looked up the revenge porn statutes in these two particular states. Not sure if that's why she mm-hmm. traveled like 130 miles away from her home.
I think we know why she traveled and why she sent the pictures, and it's called being cuckoo.
Mm-hmm. So, we've got some sound from the, I don't even know how to, I think it's Kalashu. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but it's the whatever parish she's from in Louisiana, the sheriff's chief deputy, Stitch Guillory.
A number of different people contacted him and said, hey, we received something through the mail and it had photographs of you. My suggestion is you may not want to give your Facebook log to other people if you don't want them snooping in your business.
Right. Thank you. Yeah. Come on.
Okay.
Come on. Very dangerous situation for a woman in England when her Gwyneth Paltrow vagina candle exploded in her living room and caused an inferno.
Exploded?
Mm-hmm. Exploded.
Jeez. Wow, you hit the right spot. That's what happens.
It does.
Okay.
Yes. Unfortunately, it's like 0.063% that can hit the spot. I guess what happened, the candle exploded. There was like bits of candle stuff and shrapnel from the glass jar all over, and it lit everything in the living room on fire, reportedly. Yeah. So they were able to get, her boyfriend was able to get the fire under control. He threw the candle out the window before it burned the place down. We have not heard any comment, to my knowledge, from Goop, Gwyneth Paltrow's website, where she sells that stuff, on the potential of this being a recurring thing. Curtis, I don't know if it was like the saber printers catching on fire.
Oh, man. Well, how many whistleblowers?
She needs to get her $95 back from Goop or whatever she paid for that candle.
Yeah, what's the return window on that?
It's a pretty good candle, though. I mean, you can light it and it explodes. Gwyneth Paltrow should be, the price should go up on that.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you want a candle to explode?
Curtis, you're missing it, bro. You're missing it.
Who's Venice?
Wiggy thought it was so good he tried to say it twice.
Oh, I thought you already did that.
Low-hanging fruit.
There you go.
Twice from Wiggy.
It's
we got it. We understand. We understand.
Hey, Wiggy,
we
got
it. We got the vagina joke. Thank you. We got it. You're a stud in the bedroom.
Can I get the rim shot?
Shot. You said shot.
Okay.
What else?
Finally, did you see the video that's been released of the scientists in the lab in Wuhan being bitten by bats?
No.
This is very comforting. This video came out, like, I guess, in late 2017. So really, like, a couple of years before everything went down with COVID. But the video was kind of one of those whistleblower things done to expose lax safety culture in the lab.
Yeah.
And so scientists that are working there have admitted, like, yeah, we've been bitten by bats multiple times in the course of doing our experiments.
Well, also, Mike Pompeo revealed that intelligence says that the scientists at the lab mm-hmm. got sick in 2019 with something that seemed like it was COVID. Mm.
Great.
So we're, is it safe to say that it wasn't from somebody just eating some bat soup?
Well, I mean, it sounds like that, yes.
You talk to people these days who, you know, I mean, I'm sure, I think we've had people call the show and say it, who are convinced that they had COVID in late 2019. Because they were really sick for weeks. They couldn't figure out what it was. They thought it was the flu.
You mean like in December or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, there were people who thought they had it in December and January.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's definitely something that was created in a lab because we're...
No.
They weren't eating bat soup in 2017 and 18?
There's no evidence behind those comments.
Anyone done a well-being check on Boney lately?
I know, he sounds awful there.
All right. Danielle, thank you.
Thank you.
Coming up, we'll talk to Boomer Esiason, and I'm sure he's busy this morning talking about the Mets GM sending unsolicited D-picks, but we'll talk football with Boomer, talk Tom Brady with Boomer, all of that coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.